take what works and throw away the rest. I, along with many others, found these approaches to be hugely empowering. I was taken with the idea that a deep, systematic, and straightforward wisdom on how to live the best life for myself and the planet could be presented before me in a direct, tangible, and comprehensive way. Through rigorous study and regular counseling, called auditing in Scientology, I could work toward the ultimate goal of going clear, meaning I would no longer be affected by the part of my mind ruled by pain and irrationality. This promise of a higher living and way of thinking drew me in, along with thousands of others who were looking for an alternative to therapy or more traditional self-help. I, like many current Scientologists, was a second-generation practitioner, meaning you were either born into Scientology or brought in by your parents as a child. When you are raised in the church, your whole life, each and every day, becomes all about the church, unlike members of other churches or synagogues who attend Sunday Mass or Shabbat dinner once a week. As a Scientologist, you are expected to spend a minimum of 2.5 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week, at church, studying, and/or in counseling. The same goes for your family, friends, and business associates. It's no wonder the indoctrination quickly sets up an us-against-them mentality. To leave, to question it, would mean leaving anything and everything you have ever known.